From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Your Haines is having bandit trouble in Pepperwood, so ride, little beaver. Prod that pony.
You betcha. Get him up there, Bruce. Get him up.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Planning to spend a few days at Painted Valley Ranch when suddenly word came that Sheriff Haines, a lifelong friend of Red's, was in trouble and needed help badly. So Red Rider and Little Beaver left quickly for the foothill town of Pepperwood. Meanwhile, on the outskirts of this frontier town, three men are scheming and planning.
Get this straight. We're riding into Pepperwood with guns blazing. That'll scare everybody off the streets in a hurry. This has got to be a fast job and no slip-ups, understand?
I get you, boss.
Drake, do you think the three of us can
handle... Shut up, kid. This is your first job with me, and I don't want no flinching. Now we head straight for the Tri-State National Bank. The kid and me will stand everybody off while you grab the cash, too.
Be sure to keep them 44s hot while I'm inside.
Don't worry, it's an easy job. All right, put on your masks and let's go. Start shooting as we ride into town.
I wonder. What did he come out of that bank?
Pull yourself together, kid. You're shaking like a leaf.
I guess I'm a little nervous. I was never in on anything like this before. Drake, look. Coming down the street.
Yeah.
Ain't that Sheriff Haines?
That's him, all right. He's got his nerve walking right down the middle of the street. What does he think this is? Some joke we're pulling?
Stay where you are, Haines. I'd hate to spoil that putty badge you're wearing.
Maybe you crooks don't know where you are. We got law and order in this community, and no tin-horn bandits are holding up our bank in broad daylight. Not while I'm sheriff here.
Don't take another step, Haines, I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you, throw down your guns. If you don't, I'm going...
You're going to what? Let that be a lesson to all of you.
Drake, you shot him.
Shut up, you whining pump. I'm liable to let you have it, too.
But he's dead, Drake. Haines is dead.
No, no, kid. Sheriff's just taking a little nap.
I got the money.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, nice going, Terry.
Come on.
Get up. Get away, you pot shot. Remember.
Oh, Thunder. Well, this is Pepperwood, Little Beaver. Seems quiet enough around here.
Nobody on street.
Yeah. I don't exactly like the looks of this.
What you mean, Red Rider?
This town, it's too quiet even for Pepperwood. There's not a living soul on the street anywhere. Something's wrong. I thought I heard shots back on the trail. I wasn't sure, so I... Little Beaver, look, there in the street, just beyond that red brick building.
Yeah, and that look 'em like man.
Yes, lying face down in the dust. I get it. There's been a shooting here. Must have just happened a few minutes ago. That's what the townspeople are all seeing indoors. Come on. That man may need some help. Ho, Thunder. Ho, boy. Well, this man appears to be beyond our help, Little Beaver. He never knew what hit him.
Him. He big man, Red Rider.
Little Beaver, this man is Sheriff Jim Haines, the finest lawman in these parts.
That's too bad.
I've known him since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. He He was one of the best friends I ever had.
And comrade Ryder.
Well, howdy, stranger. Say, who did this thing? Who shot Jim Haines?
Three masked bandits rode into town and stuck up the Tri-State Bank. Haines tried to stop them, and they shot him down. Say, ain't you Red Ryder?
Well, yes, Sheriff Haines sent for me. Guess he planned to have me help catch that gang.
My name's Cowan, Walter Cowan. I run the little weekly newspaper here in town.
I'm glad to know you, sir.
Thank you.
I suppose you've no idea who the bandits might have been.
Well, none, I'm sorry to say. All three of them were masked.
I see. Could you describe the three men as they looked to you?
Well, let's see. One of them was very tall. His hair was long, black, and bushy, and his nose rather crooked.
Uh-huh.
He seemed to be the leader of the trio.
And the other two?
They were men of medium build. One impressed me as being very young.
Now, let's see. One tall man, long, black, bushy hair, and crooked nose. Two of medium size, one of whom could be young. Well, that's not a great deal to go on, but it is something. All right, come on, Little Beaver. That trail is getting colder every minute.
Listen, are you going after him, Ryder?
Of course, and I won't quit until all three get what's coming to them.
Good man. I'm going to see that the citizens of this town put up a suitable reward.
Thanks. I'm not looking for rewards, Mr. Cowan. Which way do they ride?
North, on the Roaring River Road.
Get going, Thunder. Hit the trail. You coming, Little Beaver?
You betcha, Red Ryder. Me come. Stretch him, Pepple.
Doing the best he can. All these animals are about done up.
Listen, kid. I want advice from you. I'll ask
for it. I just can't stand to see a horse abused, Drake.
Now, ain't that just too touch? Maybe I ought to get off and carry this bag of bones.
Hey, wait a minute, you two.
Huh? I've seen you, Turk.
There's someone on our trail, boys.
No fooling, Turk.
How do you know?
I've been watching him for the last hour. They're gaining on us, too.
Well, let's get out of here.
Show him to me, Turk.
Look, down there on flat.
Yeah.
They're just coming out of that clump of chaparral on the other side of a roaring river.
Well, over there.
You see that little speck of dust?
Yeah, I see it.
Near as I can figure out, there's two of them.
Well, I'll fix them. I'll blast them right out of their saddle.
Oh, no, you won't. Put down that carbine. Don't be crazy. You can't hit them two from here. But to go shooting, you'll sure as blazes blaze a trail for them.
Turk's right, Drake. When we crossed that river, we may have shook them off. Well, there's no sense in letting them know where we are.
Yeah, you're both right. I got a better scheme anyway.
What do you mean, Greg?
A scheme to get rid of our friends back there.
Yeah?
And in a nice, easy way. We're leaving this trail here and cutting straight up the mountainside.
Up the mountain?
Yeah. Come on, let's go. This'll be the toughest ride we've had. Stick on them, boys.
Come on, boys.
This river and taken the trail that leads across the Devil's Slide.
Devil's Slide? Little Beaver, no in that place.
It's a place where a great avalanche once swept down the mountainside, leaving a wide strip of loose shale and rock.
And trail across some loose shale?
That's right.
Shale no good.
Luck's got to be with you when you make that crossing. It doesn't take much to start that loose stuff sliding, and there's a 500-foot straight drop at the bottom.
No sound of good, Web Rider.
I've crossed it before. We can make it if we're careful. All right, follow close, Little Beaver. Right into the river, Thunder. We've got to get our feet wet. Bear downstream a little. The current's pretty swift out here.
Water, he's cold.
Now, cut in toward the gravel bar. There, that just about does it. Good work, Little Beaver. Wait, look at that gravel bar. Do you see what I do?
Water splashing on rocks. Other horses crossing bar not long ago.
That's right. The trail's getting warmer. We're beginning to gain ground. All right, after him, boy. Stretch out, Thunder.
You keep your eye on that trail below, Turk. The minute them two start across the slide, sing out.
See, they're getting pretty close right now.
What are you going to do, Drake?
I'm going to really fix them. See that down tree laying across the slide?
I see it.
Yeah, well,
you and me are going to pry it loose, and when we do, it's going to send tons of shale and rock a-rolling down that mountainside.
Dreg, you're not. Yeah. You're not going to do a terrible thing like that.
Ain't I, though?
But take your gun and shoot him, Dreg. That'd be more merciful.
Merciful? Don't make me laugh. If they drag us into a court of law, do you think they'd show us any mercy?
Yeah, they're almost on it, Dreg. Yeah. Say, one of them looks like a kid. An Indian kid.
And the other?
It's getting a little dark down there to see good, but he looks to me like cowhand. Cowhand in the red shirt.
Red Rider. Yeah, I bet a wooden nickel. All right, kid. Grab that limb and start prying on that tree.
Oh, but Dreg, a cowboy and an Indian kid. They can't be after us.
Do as I say.
But innocent people, Dreg. You can't...
Guess that'll stop you squawking. Tend to this other business myself.
If you're standing across, Drake.
Good.
Don't do it, Drake. Please don't do it.
If I can just pry the end of the tree loose, it's partly covered in the shale. It's moving. Taking the whole mountainside with it.
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. As we return again to the story of Red Rider, it is night, and in a small clearing grouped around a campfire, we find the trio of bandits.
Throw another chunk on the fire, Turk. It's getting cold.
I wish I had some hot coffee.
Well, you ain't. So stop sniveling.
Now, we'll have some light in a minute.
Turk, dump that stuff out on the ground. Let's see what kind of haul we made.
There's supposed to be 3,000 in the payroll alone.
3,000, eh?
Just don't lose sight of the fact that it ain't all yours, Drake.
Well, you can have my share, Turk. I don't want it. None of it. I'd never have gone into this thing if I'd known how it was going to turn out. He never told me there was going to be killing. And there was. Two innocent people who had nothing to do with it, nothing whatever. Oh, you're just killed crazy, Duke Dreg.
Now, kid. You're just getting yourself worked into a lather.
You know what they'll do when they catch us, don't you? They'll put us in prison, that's what. And we'll all have it coming to us.
Listen, kid. You got your ropes a little twisted. You and me are going to take a walk and talk this thing over, nice and quiet.
No.
Maybe we can come to a better understanding, you and me.
No, Drake,
Come on, kid. The sooner we get this straightened out, the better it's going to be for all of us. Come on.
Yeah. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100...
20, 40.
Yes, little beaver?
Stomach still doing somersault.
Well, that was a close squeak and no mistake. But for the sharp ears of thunder, we'd be at the bottom of that canyon. He picked up the first sound as that avalanche of rock started to move.
What started him slide, I wonder?
I have a strong hunch the men we're following had something to do with that. Say, look through those trees. Looks like the remnants of a campfire.
Bandits stopped to rest, maybe.
We'll look. We'll leave the horses here and slip up to the camp on foot. Less chance of being detected. Now move as quietly as possible. There's no telling what we're running into. If trouble should start, you duck behind a tree and stay there, Sadie.
Me, Sadie.
Thunderation, I wish Thunder would use a little more judgment about when and where to do his winning.
Need all right this time, Red Rider. Camp heap empty. See?
So it is. But I'll bet my shirt it hasn't been empty long. Let's take a look around. Wait a minute.
What wrong?
My foot just touched something in the brush. It felt like a... Wait, I'll light a match.
Red Rider, man, him hurt.
It's the young lad that Colin described to us. Look, fella, can you talk?
Don't shoot, please.
I didn't want to go with you. Really, I didn't.
Take it easy, young fella. You'll be all right. Some tough hombre just beat up on you, but good.
Yeah. I guess he did.
Which way'd those partners of yours go? Come on, give out.
Say, are you Red Rider?
That's right.
And the mountainside missed you.
Yeah, but where are your pals?
On up ahead. And I hope you get both of them.
All right, little beaver. Let's tie this chap to that tree. He'll snap out of it.
You betcha. We catch him this man and way back to Pepperwood.
That's it. Now for the real bandits. Let's go.
We have to leave the horses, Drake. They're all in. We can make better time on foot.
I guess you're right.
We have to pick our way careful, though. He's blacker than the inside of a pocket in this timber.
Of course, there wouldn't be no moon.
Listen. It's just some varmint moving in the brush.
No. No, it ain't. There's somebody following us, Turk. I've been feeling that for a long time. But I'll fix him. I'll put a stop to that.
Hey, you're getting jumpy, Drake. That shooting was not so smart.
I'm telling you, Turk, somebody's been following us.
Okay, have it your own way.
Come on, Turk, let's get going.
Search me.
You walk ahead, Turk. You can see in the dark better than I can. My eyes ain't what they used to be.
They still ain't so bad when you're squinting down the barrel of a gun. Well, this all right with me. I'll go ahead if it'll make you feel any better.
Yeah, it will, Turk, it will. It'll make me feel a lot better.
It ain't coming off.
You got your share of the money, ain't you?
Sure.
I thought maybe you might have left it in your saddlebag.
I tucked it inside my shirt for safekeeping.
Yeah, that's fine, Turk.
The shot came from the patch of timber somewhere.
There's somebody there now. The thunder pick 'em up smell.
Let's leave the horses here and slip along on foot.
All right. Me do 'em.
What's this?
Oh.
Who's there?
It's Turk. Turk Zonos. Help me. I'm a dying.
Better not try any tricks, mister. I'm not in the mood for it.
No tricks. Oh.
Wait till I strike a match. I want to have a look at you.
I bet you've seen people that look prettier than me, huh? Ooh.
I'd say you had a bad case of lead poisoning, mister.
See, my partner, he got it too, but not so bad. It was luck.
We heard what sounded like a duel between a carbine and a .44. What happened?
I made the mistake of turning my back. I should have known better.
Little Beaver?
Me here, Red Rider.
Why, doggone your little engine hide. Go bring Thunder. I want that canteen of water off my saddle.
Me bring him right away.
You're Red Rider?
That's right.
It's white of you to send for water.
I'd do that much for any dog.
Won't do me no good now. I'm just about done for.
You're getting off lucky, mister. Sheriff Haines has a lot of friends in this part of the country. I happen to be one of them.
I did not do the shooting, Rider. The man you want is Drake.
Who?
Duke Drake. He live in old squatter's cabin at head of Round Valley.
Duke Drake. He must be the tall hombre with a hooked beak.
I look like vulture. Make no mistake, Drake is dangerous man. Like the kid said tonight, he's a kill crazy.
And you say this carrion bird makes his nest in Round Valley?
But you get the posse before you try to smoke him out. Don't risk it alone. You'll never come up, Valley.
Bring him water, Red Rider.
I won't need it now. But I'm glad you brought up Thunder. We're nearing the end of the trail, Little Beaver.
What you doing now?
I've got some unfinished business in Round Valley with a hook-nosed hombre who wears his hair long and shoots men in the back.
About you.
I had business in Pepperwood. It kept me longer than I figured. We'll get some food on the table and start.
I'm afraid the food's all cold now, Duke. I kept supper waiting until almost midnight.
I don't care. I'm hungry. Get it out here.
Well, there's still a little fire in the stove. It wouldn't take long to warm it.
Get that grub on the table, I tell you.
Oh, what you done to your hair, Duke? Why, that's all
good. You're
going
to stand there all night asking questions, or you're going to give me something to eat.
But your hand looks bad, Duke. It ought to be took care of.
Forget it, you old... Listen, what was that noise?
I don't hear nothing.
I do. This horse is coming up the valley. Never mind that crap. I'll get it later.
What's wrong with you, Duke? You got a queer look on your face.
Oh, maybe. There might be somebody looking for me. If they stop here, you tell them I ain't here. Tell them I pulled out and you don't know where I went.
Duke, what you been doing?
I got into a little jam. It wasn't nothing much. But if the law gets its hands
the
on
law.
Me...
The law? What in the name of heaven have you done?
You might as well know. I shot a man. I shot two men. And I'll shoot everyone that comes near this cabin.
Oh, Duke, how could you do it?
They're getting closer. If they stop you, you to tell them what I told you. I'll be waiting in the woodshed.
I'm not going to lie for you, Duke Dreg. I've always been a decent, law-respecting woman. And I ain't going to lie for you now.
You're going to tell them what I told you. Now hurry, they're almost here.
Duke Dreg, you're stark staring mad. What do you want?
Beg your pardon, ma'am. We saw your light and thought maybe we could trouble you for a bite to eat. We've been riding several hours.
Sorry. There ain't a thing ready and the fire's gone out.
Well, we'd be glad to pay you for your trouble. It's been a long trek for my little friend here. He's getting pretty tired and all-fired hungry.
Might be all right, Red Rider. Little Beaver can wait.
Oh, I didn't notice that you had a young'un with you. I guess I did seem kind of inhospitable, but I mistook you for somebody else. Come in, I'll fix you up with some victuals.
Thank you, ma'am. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, just sit down at the table, Dan. I'll get you some bread and butter and some cold beans.
Anything at all, ma'am.
Look, a table with bread.
I see it.
Shh. Would you like some coffee? There's some in the pot, but it ain't very hot. It's been... What you staring at, mister?
Somebody been hurt around here, ma'am?
Why do you ask that?
There's something on this table that looks like...
Oh, I cut my finger opening a tin. I ain't had time to bandage...
On a tin, you say?
Yeah, it'll be all right. It ain't much of a cut, and I can...
Why don't you tell me the truth, ma'am?
The truth? What right have you to...
Where is he hiding, Mrs. Gregg?
Oh, what's going to become of
him? Don't make a move for that gun, Ryder. I got you covered.
You'd better put that gun away, Drake, and come along quietly.
All right, I'm talking, cowboy. When you're done, I'm putting in the punctuation.
That gun hand of yours is in pretty bad shape, Drake. Is that where Turk Zano's got you?
It ain't so bad that I can't pull this trigger, Red.
Then why don't you pull it and get it over?
Duck, little beaver! Miss me, Drake. Why don't you try it again?
The gun exploded in my hand.
Something else is about to explode, too.
Coming back for more, huh? Good.
That's
the way I like it.
Now, Dreg, I think you'll be willing to come back to Pepperwood without any more trouble. Now, we'll tie his hands and get him on his horse and start back. I'll turn him over to Sheriff Hay... to the new sheriff. I'm sorry about your husband, Mrs. Dreg.
Oh, he deserves everything the law can give him. What am I going to do now?
I have a feeling you'll get along all right. You'll hear from me as soon as I get your husband into the authorities. All right, Dreg, let's go. Oh, thunder.
Oh, Papoose.
Well, Dreg, here's the end of the trail. The sheriff's office. You and the kid walk straight up to those steps and in that door. And remember, I got a .44 that's pointing your way. Now walk. Open the door. Howdy. You the new sheriff of Pepperwood?
Yep.
I've got a couple of prisoners for you.
Yes, I'm Sheriff Haynes.
Sheriff Haynes? But he's...
Well, the Sheriff Haynes you're thinking of is my father. He was killed by a bank robber, and I'm taking his place.
Well, Sheriff Haynes, this is the bandit that killed your father. Why'd that devil Drake jump right through the window? Go get him, Sheriff. He's your man.
Right down the street.
He did the same thing to your father, son. Go ahead.
I've never shot a man before, but...
Hurry before he makes a getaway. Good shot. Sheriff Haynes, your father would be mighty proud of his son if he were here.
And the town of Pepperwood's proud of you, Red Rider. Here, I've got a check for $1,000. It's a reward for capturing Duke
Drake. Thanks, Sheriff Haynes, but that check should be made out to a Mrs. Drake up in Round Valley. Well, good luck. Little Beaver and I have got to mosey along.
You're a fine man, Red Rider.
Come on, Little Beaver. Mount up, Little Beaver. We're heading for Painted Valley Ranch.
You betcha. Get him up, Pepperwood.
All right, Thunder.
Come on, Thunder, hit that train!
Manhunt that was. Well, Red Rider and Little Beaver certainly got their man, and Duke Dreg paid the penalty. Listen in next time when we find America's famous fighting cowboy and his faithful little Indian pal back in the town of Devil's Hole with a big surprise for Ace Hanlon.